A Blaze of Autumn Sunshine by Tony Benn. The Last Diaries. Selected and edited by Ruth Winston. Read by Michael Jayston. Editor's note. This, the last volume of Tony Benn's diaries, opens in May 2007, with Kofi Annan inviting him to join Jimmy Carter, Richard Branson, Desmond Tutu, Peter Gabriel, Mary Robinson, and other international elders at a gathering in South Africa. In July 2009, the dictated diary ceases, as Tony Benn, having just had an operation, muses on an uncertain future with the words, "That's all there is for my diary, unless something sensational happens tonight." Because these years are so full of personal reflections by Tony in his 80s, on aging, on failing health, on widowhood, as well as a record of dramatic and unexpected political and social developments, I have kept the editing to a minimum, retaining, I hope, the personality of the diarist as he dictated, sometimes falteringly. I have also left uncut a greater proportion than usual of the original text, to give the reader a fuller picture of Tony Benn's life as he approaches the autumn sunshine. The latter part of the book is a reconstruction by him of the period July 2009 to the present, with his insights of a personal and political nature on these extraordinary times. Ruth Winston, 2013. Introduction. Concluding his penultimate diaries, Tony Benn wrote in July 2007, "When my dad was my age, in 1958, just before he died, I took my eldest two boys to Parliament to be with their grandfather. In a broadcast describing his political and family life for the BBC, my dad ended with these words, 'So you will understand that I live in a blaze of autumn sunshine. I too am enjoying that autumn sunshine now with my grandchildren, and although I may never publish another volume of diaries, if I ever did, I think the best possible title would be just that, A Blaze of Autumn Sunshine.'" Benn had the good fortune to be able to publish A Blaze of Autumn Sunshine, but it is a book of two halves, which needs some explanation. From June 2007, when the previous volume ended as the premiership moved from Blair to Brown, until July 2009, Benn continued his lifelong habit of recording events in his own life, in Parliament, in Britain, and on the international stage. These included his participation in the early formation of the Elders, an initiative led by Peter Gabriel, Richard Branson, and Desmond Tutu to help to resolve global problems, his presidency of the Stop the War movement, and his patronage of a number of campaigning groups at home. He also maintained a busy schedule of meetings and lectures. The 2 years were dominated by the banking collapses, which precipitated a wider international debt crisis affecting the Western world. In July 2009, Tony Benn suffered a health collapse, and at the age of 84, after 69 years of writing, typing, or dictating almost every day, he stopped keeping his diary altogether, although once recovered, he continued to maintain a formidable program of public engagements. Further highly significant changes and dramatic events occurred, both in Tony Benn's own life and in the world at large, between July 2009 and the present year 2013. And these are recalled in the last chapter of the book. Chapter 1. May to October 2007. Brown's Honeymoon. Friday, the 11th of May 2007. While I was snoozing, Kofi Annan rang. He said he very much hoped I would be able to come to Africa at the end of May. I had previously had a phone call from Richard Branson about a meeting of the Elders in South Africa, but with no other details. Mandela's going, Carter's going, Mary Robinson's going, and also somebody called Hernando de Soto Pollard, a right-wing economist. Oh, Desmond Tutu is also going to be there. So it is very tempting. To the Victoria and Albert Museum, where I gave a lecture on slavery. Huge attendance. It's a maze going round all the stuff that had been stolen from our colonies. Three young women drove me home in a tiny little French car. So there we are. That's the first day of my new diary. A blessed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?